This is track 10 for April 2017, Astro Currents Monthly by Elizabeth. And here we're going to do the meditation or visualization for the month. It is called Meeting the Keeper of the Eternal Flame. A preface to this month's meditation is that we each carry a spark of the divine within us. This spark is what connects us to spirit and grows stronger as we evolve and actively seek to know and embrace the divine self within. While this does take lifetimes, as many great teachers have told us, now, in this time of accelerated energies on the planet, you can make great progress towards realizing your true and authentic self by recognizing and claiming the divine spark within. In this meditation, you will encounter the Hierophant, a most holy being and teacher. And as we begin, close your eyes, breathe deeply, and say, I am a being of light. Relax into the words you're speaking silently within and say again, I am a being of light. While embracing this, for indeed it is true, you are a being of light. As you breathe in again, give yourself permission to discover more about the being of light that you are, while also embracing that you are bringing more light to the earth. Breathe deeper into every corner of your body, heart, and mind. Take longer breaths, softer breaths. As you do, you begin to notice that you feel softer inside and calmer as any worry, anxiety, or tension you were feeling melts away and then simply disappears. Take as much time as you need to relax. And now in your inner world, you find that you are in a long, wide hallway that is lit with candles on either side, softly illuminating a golden radiance that fills you with warmth and joy. You are mysteriously being beckoned to go down this great hall, and so you move slowly towards its end, taking in the warmth and glowing light that surrounds you. As you do, you sense the presence of angels, though they are not interacting with you, but rather remain silent. You get the feeling that they are watching over you as you move forward. You feel protected and supported by them and know that something exceptional is about to happen. As you continue to walk, you see that the end of the hall is near and opens to a large chamber, one that is lit with what surely must be hundreds of candles. The windows are made of magnificent stained glass through which an ethereal light is streaming, creating beautiful colored patterns on the floors and the walls. There is a soft hum in the background, which adds to the overall sense that you have arrived in a sacred place. As your eyes and senses adjust to your surroundings, you see a presence before you. He is shrouded in gold and red robes of a most beautiful material, giving him a regal countenance. You are in awe of this being and eagerly await his words. He then says, Welcome to this chamber. I am a Hierophant, a teacher and guide of the eternal mysticism, and oversee this most sacred place. Your presence here indicates that you are ready to discover more about your connection to the divine. At this time and in this most holy place, you will come into direct contact with your divine spark, which carries your true nature. You instantly wonder what this means, for the very concept is both alluring and fascinating. He then moves aside, revealing a rather large wooden altar that is filled with crystals and sacred objects. There are many amazing things on the altar, but your eyes are instinctively drawn to gaze upon a cauldron in the center of the table, where a fire of such intense brightness is burning, making it difficult for you to even look directly at it. Yet you are compelled to do so, as the flame seems to be calling you to move closer, and so you do. As you approach the flame, your forehead quickly begins to pulsate, and you feel warmth growing there. This is a pleasing yet rather intense sensation. The Hierophant then says, "The reason you are drawn to the flame on the altar, and it to you, is because it resonates with the spark of the divine within you. The flame reaching out to you so effortlessly indicates that you have been tending to your inner hearth, where your spark of the divine resides, which you may not have even been aware of." He continues, "While this spark has always been within you, now you are ready to carry it in your consciousness, which will allow it to burn more brightly within you. In essence, you are ready to have an increased awareness of the spark of the divine that is within you." The flame continues to cast its warmth, comfort, and light upon your forehead in some mystical fashion that you do not understand but clearly feel. It's as though the flame and your spark are meeting, one from the altar and one from within your being. As this continues, you begin to recognize your own spark more clearly, for it has been growing steadily since you first saw the flame on the altar. The Hierophant then says something that you know has great significance. As your spark grows in the days and weeks to come, you will find that your life begins to move in new directions, ones that are aligned with your divine path that your soul intended for you at this time of planetary acceleration. Any time that you feel the need for guidance from your soul and for the courage and strength to follow this higher path, simply place your hand on your forehead, as this will connect you instantly to your spark and thus to the divine within. It seems in this moment that you will never lose the awareness of your spark of the divine, for it is burning so strongly within you and through you now. And then he does an amazing thing. The Hierophant takes his staff, which you only just now noticed, and gently points it at your forehead, which is now pulsating with what you can only describe as an ethereal white fire. He leaves it there for a few moments, and as he does, you somehow know that he is collecting its radiance and warmth in his staff. He then slowly and gently moves his staff to your heart and again leaves it there. Only now, in the silence of this sacred place, you know he is transferring the divine radiance to your heart. You know this because your heart chakra is feeling the same warmth and sensations as your forehead. You sense that your only task in this moment is to receive your divine light into your heart. You are motionless, seemingly suspended in space and time. You begin to feel a lightness of being and a peace of mind that you've never felt before, and a newfound joy residing in your heart. This joy and peace radiate throughout your being, and you wish you could stay here forever. After a while, the Hierophant says, "It is important for you to know that the warmth and radiance and light you have just received is your own. The altar flame could not have activated and strengthened your inner spark had you not been ready and willing and open. It is a sacred honor for me to be a beholder of your desire to hold your own light to a greater degree and in this most fundamental aspect of the divine." You are moved by his words and now feel a greater sense of worthiness and of willingness to know and embrace the identity within with your divine nature. He then says, "My parting message to you is this. You can continue to strengthen the spark within by asking every day that your lower human self be aligned with the divine will that is right for you at that time and in whatever situation you are involved in. This way, your life will become more and more a reflection and expression of your higher self. Further, you will find that your courage will increase and your capacity to receive the warmth and light of the divine will grow. You are both honored and humbled by the words he has just spoken. And he now says, our time together has been sacred, but has ended for now. I leave you with blessings of this chamber of light, which you may now visit any time you seek to have your spark rekindled from the altar of the eternal flame, for that is what it truly is. You are now filled with greater light than ever before, and you give thanks, for you know you have been given a great gift from this magnificent Hierophant, the keeper of the eternal flame.